Like Amazon and Yahoo, auction website eBay is one of those old guard internet companies that's still having a big impact today. On Thursday, eBay celebrates its 20th birthday, meaning it's a great time to look back at the site's history. Here's everything you need to know about the iconic auction site on its 20th birthday. The history. September 3, 1995. Software developer Pierre Omidyar founds AuctionWeb, which would be renamed eBay 2 years later as an experimental global online marketplace. One of the first items sold was a broken laser pointer for $14.83. September 1998. eBay goes public, and that same month also boasts over 1 million registered users for the first time. July 8, 2002, eBay announces its acquisition of PayPal for $1.4 billion in stock after failing to establish its own e-payment service. April 2004, eBay boasts over 100 million registered users for the first time. September 26, 2013, eBay announces its $800 million acquisition of payments gateway Braintree, which had acquired social payment startup Venmo. July 17, 2015. eBay and PayPal split into two companies after 13 years, bowing to pressure from activist investor Carl Icahn. By the numbers, most expensive sale. It's believed to be an $85 million deposit on a 405-foot, $170 million mega yacht called the Giga Yacht. Best eBay sellers. eStocks, a UK-based CD, DVD, and video game seller, had over 800,000 positively reviewed sales during the first half of 2015, the most of any seller. Babs, a UK-based business item retailer, boasts a total of more than 5 million positively reviewed sales. Total sales in 2014, $83 billion in gross merchandise sales, 157 million active buyers worldwide, 800 million listings at any given time, 25 million sellers on the eBay marketplace. eBay fun facts. A cornflake shaped like Illinois sold for $1,350 in 2008 to a trivia website owner. A pair of shoes sells every 2 seconds in the U.S. A car is bought via mobile device every 2 minutes in the U.K. Justin Timberlake's half-eaten French toast sold for $1,025 in 2000. This article posted by Heather Jones and Jack Lynchy.